My name is Bob Jones. On August the 7th of 75, while driving in an auto, a light came in the auto and began to prophesy to me of the things that would take place in the future, of a homosexual disease that could not be cured, of all the way that technology would begin to perform abortion, the social diseases that would come, where men would literally be faithful to their wife, but fear by the year 2000. Later, the enemy appeared to me and told me that if I shared these prophecies, that he would kill me. He'd give me a peace if I just not share these. And I told him, I'm not your property anymore. I'm going to share them. So I began to share them. I went out to work one day after sharing it. I got hit really hard and they rushed me to the doctor. The doctor said, get me in a hospital. This man is in bad shape. I've never seen this before. So I said, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die at home. So my son and Viola, they took me home and they laid me in a bed. And awesome pain came. Then all of a sudden, a blood like a fountain began to flow out of my mouth. And I wrapped a wet towel around my head and the pain increased and all of a sudden, there was no pain. Just instantly, the pain stopped and my spirit and my body was disconnected. And I found myself in a tunnel, in a cave. I looked at the entrance of that cave and there was the most beautiful man I've ever seen. He was full of light. It was light and light. I knew instantly that I had died. And I cried out, I wonder how Satan killed me. Then my second thought there, I could think there as plainly as I do here. My second thought was, oh Lord, I come out of such deep sin. Is my robe clean? And the paraclete that stood beside me, I've never been able to see his face. And he spoke to me and said, you can look now, Bob, and see. I looked at my robe and it was white. And I said, oh Lord, this is the best day I've ever lived. For I died doing what the Lord told me to. I didn't die in any sin clinging to my robe. And I'm going to Jesus. And as I drew close to the Lord, he would speak to people. Did you learn to love? That's the only thing he ever asked anybody in that line. And as I drew close to the Lord, I saw two lines. The line to the left was about 98 to each two that was in the line on my right. And those on the right was going to the Lord, but those on the left was going past the Lord. And many of them was wrapped up in their sod. Their yard had been their God. Some was wrapped up in dollar bills like mummies. Money had been their God. Whatever their God was is what they were going to hell for all eternity with. I couldn't look at them anymore because their eyes, all of a sudden, when they looked on Jesus, they knew he was real. They knew that he denied him, and all their memories of when they had been witnessed to on the earth about Jesus, they knew it immediately. And I couldn't stand to look at the shock on their face. So I turned back to what was happening in my line, and I saw a large black lady. And she had nearly 100 angels with her. I asked the Holy Spirit, the one that stood beside me, why so many angels? And he said, she was an awesome minister in her day. And she's coming home to her reward. And I saw the Lord speak to her and say, daughter, did you learn to love? And she put both hands up and said, yes, Lord, I did. And he kissed her right on the lips. And he put his arms around her. His heart opened up like double doors. In she went and all them angels, she was gone. She went right into the heart of Christ. The next thing was a young girl about 11 years old. The Holy Spirit said she had been crippled all of her life, especially the last 3 or 4 years of her life. She was bedfast. But all she did was pray. And when she came to the Lord looked down at her and asked her, "Did you learn to love?" And she said, "Yes, Lord." And he grabbed her and pulled her right into his heart, and she was gone. And the Holy Spirit said, "There's few that's been as great as her." Then I saw the third one was a woman. She had died at 93. She had died of crippling arthritis where she had been in the bed for years. She was a woman that for over 50 years had known arthritic pain. And the Lord asked her, "Did you learn to love?" And she said, "Only you, Lord. I got widowed and bittered when I was very young. And I attended the church all the time, but I did a lot of biting of the saints." And the Lord said, "Yes, you did. But you're saved by grace. And you have no rewards, but you will be in heaven." So he kissed her, and in she went, and I was next. And boy, I was puckering up because it was my day. It was the greatest day that I'd ever lived up to that day. And I was ready because I had learned to love. By the way, you're not born with love. You must learn to love. So as I came to the Lord, he said, "Wait, Bob, I want you to go back." And I said, "Lord, I don't want to go back. I'm not doing any good up there." And he said, "You're a liar. For," he said, "I gave you my word and you spoke it. And my word can never be voided. And you did speak it." And I said, "But Lord, there's persecution and pain up there. I died in great pain. And everybody was persecuting me." And he said, "Yes, I know, Bob. And you've always been cowardly too. I'll take you in if you look at that line over to left. If you can stand to look at that line in the left and want to come in, I'll take you in." And as I looked to the left, I saw all of those lost. It was going to hell for eternity. And the look on their face was a look that I still see it now, how that their eyes and everything and their face was drawn. And they had no hope, for they had denied him. Then I turned to the Lord and I said, "Lord, I'll go back. I'll go back for one soul." And the Lord said, "Bob, you're going back for more than one soul. For when you were in the Baptist church, you had a love for souls. That was your main thought, was leading somebody to me. But I'm going to send you back so that you can go to the leadership of the church that's raising up now and prepare them for a billion souls I'm going to bring to myself in one of the greatest awakenings of all times." I looked into the face of the Lord and I said, "Lord, I'll go back. I'll go back for just one soul. I'd go back and die on the cross 3 days for one soul." And the Lord said, "Bob, I'm sending you back to prepare the people, for I'm going to bring in a billion souls into myself and one great harvest. And most of them are going to be youth." They were trying to kill my anointed deliverers when they legalized abortion in 73. And those that are born at that time will be some of the greatest deliverers of all time. For they killed the babies when my deliverer Moses was born. They killed the babies when I came to the earth in Bethlehem. And when they started legalizing abortion in America, it's because Satan wanted to kill my deliverers that I was birthing at this time. And he said, when these deliverers are 30 years old, which will be 2003, they'll be loosed in some of the greatest priestly ministries you've ever seen. They'll be literally like anointed priests. They'll come forth, and they'll come forth by my revelation and by power. And he said, by the year 2000, there'll be 5 million people that's died of AIDS that year, and that's how many died in 2000. And he said, by 2000, there'll be 6 billion people on the face of the earth. And I'm going to bring 1 billion of them to myself starting at that time. But the year that is a really key year is 2003, because my priesthood, my anointed priesthood, will be 30 then. And they'll become the leaders of what I'm going to do. I'm going to begin to do it in the parks, in the ballparks, in the streets, but most of all in just open fields. I'll begin such great conferences. It'll take several different ministries in different places to meet the needs of the people. And I'm going to begin to bring youth without number to myself. And so I said, Lord, I'll come back. And he said, go back and prepare my people that if they want to serve me, they need to hear from me. They don't need to hear through somebody else. They need to hear from me, and I'll send people like you to confirm what I've spoke to them. And so he sent me back. And I come back in the same body that I was in. And I came back and I saw two great angels there. And I've learned through now that they were the resurrection angels. There's always two angels in the resurrection. And they began to prophesy to one another. And there was a death spirit behind them, but he couldn't touch me anymore. They forbid him. And he left. And as they prophesied to one another, they said, look. And I saw what I took to be an atomic explosion in the heart of Kansas City. And I said, we're going to be nuked. And the angel said, no, that's the second atom or the last atom's bomb, B-A-L-M. And I'll begin this thing with praise and healings like you've never seen before. Every place will be like a light that people that are in darkness, it'll turn their light on. I said, it's begin here. How long will it take to go around the world? And he said, at the blink of an eye. So it's not a thing he's going to do in any given area. It's every area. There's no place that this second atom or this last atom's light will not go. And it will illuminate and light up the dark places of every continent in the world. It will touch youth to where youth has no fear, no fear of death. They'll be so anointed, they're going to take it every place. And if you kill one of them, a dozen will raise up in their place. You kill a dozen of them, then 1,000 will raise up. You can't stop them. And this is youth that no demonic force on the earth is going to be able to control. They'll be the greatest headache the enemy's ever seen.